What do you mean by that?
Well, diabetes care now has changed. It's changed dramatically since the quality outcomes payments have come into general practice. GPs now get paid for providing certain items and ticking boxes, and that's the way diabetes care is now done. And of course, if you want to have lots of ticks of people with good blood glucose control, you're perhaps more likely to want to put them onto insulin rather earlier than you did before. And so their blood glucose control will be better because they're on insulin, and therefore you will get paid for doing such a thing. So there are some interesting ethical questions about the way diabetes care was provided before and the way it's provided now, and which way is the right and which way is the wrong way. So,
and what's your own opinion?
Well, I think it's a sad way of dealing with healthcare. It's, as it were, goods for payment. The goods for payment happens to be, as it were, my blood pressure and my blood glucose. On the other hand, one could say that right across the country, this is a great improvement because those things are being tested and treatment is of those patients is therefore having to be improved. So there is, on the one hand, great admiration for this, that it's an improvement in diabetes care overall, but not necessarily on the quality of care for the individual concerned, who may feel just like they're being called up to have a box ticked. And that's my experience of it. I have actually been called up to the doctor's surgery because one box was not ticked. They weren't interested in me, they were interested in the box. In other words, one I hadn't, you know, had one item done, one blood test done, and that was that. So you could say in some ways it's a very good thing, but what it's not doing is providing continuous care, quality of care, education, information, necessarily for people with diabetes, because really all they have to do for the money is tick the box.